Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news from the WordPress community. Now, welcome your hosts, David Wormsley and Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there and welcome to this episode 150. Wow, that's quite a milestone. Of the WP Builds podcast, this episode is entitled Kinsta Hosting on Google's Cloud with Brian Jackson. It was published on Thursday, the 17th of October, 2019. My name's Nathan Wrigley from pictureandword.co.uk, a small web development agency based in the north of England, and I won't be joined later by davidwormsley.com because it's an interview. We do alternate interviews and discussions and interviews with somebody in the WordPress community, and a discussion is an episode with David Wormsley and myself. Before we begin all that, though, just a couple of things to mention. If you wouldn't mind heading over to the wpbuilds.com website, the menu at the top has a subscribe link. It's at wpbuilds.com/subscribe. And if you go there, you can keep in touch with all of the things that we do over at WP Builds. It's a growing community. And if you're into WordPress, you probably ought to be into WP Builds because there's a lot going on. A couple of newsletters you can sign up for, one of them to find out about the podcast episodes that we do and the Monday one that we do. And the other one is to sign up for WordPress deals, especially in the run-up to Black Friday. I've signed up for just about every email list on the planet. And as soon as I hear about a deal, if you're on that list, I will get you an email written, very plain text email. So, you know, not a lot to look at, not a lot to think about. Just bin it if it's no good or if it seems like it's up your street, you can open it up and find out what's going on. But over there, you'll also be able to subscribe on your favorite podcast player. Join our Facebook group. Honestly, is such a lovely, lovely, thoughtful, generous, kind Facebook group. About 2,200 members all chatting about WordPress things. And there's a bunch of other links as well that you can click on to keep updated. The other page to mention is wpbuilds.com/deals. It is a bit like Black Friday, but every day of the week. You can go and check out over there if you're into WordPress products. Go and see if there's something that you can grab. Also, wpbuilds.com/advertise. Advertising definitely helps keep this podcast going, so I would certainly appreciate it if you are a product owner or a service owner. If you want to come on the WP Builds podcast as an advertiser, go to that page, wpbuilds.com/advertise, and fill out the forms, a bit like these guys did. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by the Page Builder Framework. Do you use a page builder to create your websites? The Page Builder Framework is a mobile responsive and lightning fast WordPress theme that works with Beaver Builder, Elementor, Breezy, and other page builders. With its endless customization options in the WordPress customizer, it's the perfect fit for you or your agency. So go to wp-pagebuilderframework.com today. And by WP Feedback. Are client communications eating up all of your time? If so, check out WP Feedback, a visual feedback tool for WordPress that is specifically designed to get you and your clients on the same page. And you can check it out at wpfeedback.co. And we do thank our sponsors because, as I said, they do help keep the podcast going. Right, episode 150. Today we talk with Brian Jackson, who's been with Kinsta for many, many years. Kinsta are a dedicated WordPress host, a managed WordPress host, if you like. And many years ago, they decided to go all in with Google's Cloud. So you're going to find out today about why they made that decision, what benefits they think that decision has made, how things are scalable and secure. And generally, you're going to find out all about the Kinsta platform. So if you're in mind for swapping hosts or putting a website onto a new host, Kinsta might well be quite high up on your list. And Brian Jackson is going to explain all about it. I hope that you enjoy it. Hello there, welcome to the WP Builds podcast. I'm glad that you've made it this far. We're having an interview today with Brian Jackson, who's in Arizona in the United States of America. And Brian is on today to talk to us about Kinsta. Hello there, Brian.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, really good. Now, I confess, I have this conversation probably three or four times a week, largely with clients or people in our Facebook group. But the conversation goes something like, What's the best host for a WordPress website? And I think we know what your position is going to be, but that's roughly speaking what we're going to tackle today. But before we dive right into that, I'm just going to ask Brian to give us a bit of his backstory, how he got into WordPress and so on and so forth. So I'll just hand it over to you, Brian. With that, tell us about yourself.
Sure, yeah. So currently I'm the chief marketing officer at Keensta. But I've been using WordPress personally for over a decade now. I started dabbling with it, back in, I was probably high school, started building websites, and I've been using it on and off ever since. Before working for Keensta, I was working for KeyCDN, which is a content delivery network.
Yep.
So I did a lot of writing with WordPress there. And before that, I was working for an agency where we kind of built WordPress sites and then marketed them for their clients. So I was using WordPress for lots of different clients in that role. So, and then I also run a little blog. It's called WorkUp. Whenever I have free time, which is not as much as I like at the moment, but I'm always blogging because it's just, I love writing, always have. And, WordPress is a great platform to just, to use for blogging too. So,
right away, you've already worked out that, I've said the name of the company wrong, because the way I say it is Keensta, like K-I-N, Keensta, but you're pronouncing it Keensta, like K-E-E-N-S-T-A. Why is that? Is there a kind of like an origin of the company which goes to a different part of the world, which pronounces it differently?
My pronunciation, Keensta, is partially, it is actually very early over here in the U.S. So it might be my voice a little too, because it's currently a little past 7 a.m. here, which is, I'm a night owl, so this is actually really early for me. The origin of the company actually started in Budapest, Hungary, and that's actually where the original team still is and actually where the headquarters is. And when I joined the team back in, it was early 2016, there were about, seven or eight of them on the team at Keensta. So it was a really small company when I joined. And now, we have 50 to 60 employees. Wow. So we've grown really, really fast, and we're constantly hiring. We even have, I think we have four positions open at the moment, even on our website, that we're trying to hire for.
Wow.
Grown really fast. But again, I think some of that pronunciation is, the original owners are Hungarian. So there is, the language is different. Even though they all speak English, they definitely have, it definitely sounds different than when I pronounce stuff.
Yeah. Maybe it means something. Does it have a meaning, Keensta?
It doesn't actually have any meaning. It's just kind of one of those random words I came up with late at night. We've talked about this before, and no really meaning, just kind of a random thing.
Well, it's come to mean something, hasn't it? It's come to mean WordPress hosting. I mean, is that all you do? It's just WordPress, specifically tailored for WordPress, nothing else?
That is all we do, is just, we focus entirely on managed WordPress hosting. And to be honest, we don't want to do anything else, because we really think we're good at this, and we want to be, the best that there is. And the funny thing is, the original founders used to do kind of what I used to do, where they used to build WordPress websites and work with clients doing web development work. And they kind of got out of that because they didn't like doing that type of work. There's something to be said for, freelance work and client work. You have to, find new clients every month. It's not consistent. It's its own challenge in itself.
Yep.
And they found, though, when they were working with all these clients, that at the time, this was back in 2013, that's when Keensta originally started, was they just couldn't find any good WordPress hosts out there that they actually really liked. Mm. And that was doing what they needed them to do. 2013 compared to 2019, there's a lot less hosting competition back then than there is now. Mm. Now you have, I have a small list, and there's probably, I would consider 30 to 40 hosts that are actually competitors of ours. And then you have broader hosts, you know, like GoDaddy, I would say, you know, it's still a competitor, but you know, they do all sorts of random stuff. So, but yeah, it's just, you know, there were no good hosts at the time. And so the team, the original founding team said, hey, let's build, we know we can build something better because, it's not out there yet. And so they kind of decided to build a hosting company, and long story short, here we are.
It's amazing, really, you know, taking up 2013, I think WordPress by that point had established itself as the, you know, the dominant platform and was exhibiting signs of stratospheric growth. But I read something this week, which we now have officially finally tipped over a third of the internet, 33.3% of the top 10,000 websites are now hosted on WordPress. And so whilst you've got lots of competitors, you also presumably have a very large pool. Who would have thought, going back to 2013, that, you know, tens of millions of people would be using just WordPress for their online ambitions? And so, you know, looking back, it was all the stars aligned and they got the right product at the right time. That's amazing. Tell us about the platform then, because one of the things that you're very you speak about a lot in your advertising material is the fact that you don't own your own infrastructure. There may be bits of it that you do own. I don't really know, but it's a Google thing. You've decided to build your platform atop of the Google platform. Now, I'm a little bit familiar with how that works, but not tremendously. So, any part of that that you want to answer, really, why Google? What's the benefit of the Google platform and so on?
Sure, yeah. So originally, I can tell you a little backstory there too, is when, you know, in 2013, Google Cloud, I don't even know if it actually existed yet in 2013. Mm-hmm. There was not much to it. So when Keensta originally started, they were actually using different VPS providers like DigitalOcean and Linode kind of to power WordPress sites behind the scenes. And it wasn't until it was 2015 when I don't know how close you watch the VPS providers, but December 2015, Linode had like one of the worst outages ever recorded by a VPS provider. I mean, you're talking days at a time of downtime, and it was like right at Christmas. Which is, a pretty much a nightmare for any hosting company, if that was who you're using as a provider. And they were already thinking about this, but that was the final straw that made them say, hey, we need a better provider for our clients. Like these, you know, I have nothing against DigitalOcean, Linode, you know, and they're awesome, especially if you want to manage your own stuff, like, great. But for a company that is needing to scale, for Fortune 500 companies, it doesn't work sometimes. And each provider has its own problems, but they decided to look out for a new provider. And so at that time in 2015, Google Cloud had started popping up on the map now. You know, AWS was obviously still going strong at that point. And then you have Azure, which at the time wasn't really used by a lot of WordPress stuff. You do have people using it now for WordPress, but it's still, I wouldn't say, you know, I wouldn't associate Azure with WordPress in my opinion.
No.
But so really the options were AWS, and do we want to take a risk and go with Google Cloud, even though it's still pretty much in its infancy? And after doing research, they did, you know, benchmark performance tests and all that stuff. They decided, hey, let's go with Google. Let's kind of use them as, you know, we can use them as kind of to help our marketing too, saying, you know, hey, we're using Google Cloud Platform. Long story short, it was the best decision they ever made. When I came on in 2016, they were actually still migrating some of the very large enterprise clients over to Google Cloud. Mm-hmm. So I was still actually, when I joined, was still kind of involved with that transition a little bit. Funny story is I was actually a Keensta client myself already. So I actually went through the migration of my own sites from Linode to Google as a Keensta client. And Google Cloud Platform now, you can, they have 18 data centers around the globe. They launch new ones, I mean, every quarter, which is awesome because since we use them, we are able to immediately release those new data centers to our clients. So it's really a great partnership because we can kind of, as Google Cloud Platform grows, we can grow with it as well. And then they are consistently launching newer features, newer performance enhancements. One thing, I think it was a year or so ago, maybe even longer now, they split up their network, as in now they have a Google Cloud Platform Premier network and a standard tier network. So basically the standard tier network is for companies that don't need, you know, super low latency and want to, you know, save a few bucks. But for us, it's great because we invest in the higher tier networking stuff so that we can get the super low latency speeds. And, you know, Google, you know, obviously has almost unlimited funds and, you know, they're building their own infrastructure, you know, like Microsoft and AWS under the ocean. So it's great to be partnered with someone, you know, building pipeline under across, you know, the continents.
Literally building pipes underneath the ocean. Yeah, it is quite literally. Something, isn't it? I mean, love them or hate them, you know, we've all got an opinion about Google in terms of search and tracking and all of that kind of stuff. But one thing that you can be sure is that Google's website basically never goes down. Their infrastructure is, you know, unmatched, really. I mean, maybe Amazon or something could equal it in that sense. But you're right; it's a phenomenal product that they've built out. Do you sort of like take? Are there sort of contractual things that you take from Google and pass on to your clients? So, for example, do they have an SLA agreement, a service level agreement with you that you can then push in front of your clients and say, "Look, this is what we're offering. We're going to give you 99.X% uptime." Is there any of that sort of stuff?
They do, but it's not really, we're more responsible for the SLA stuff, mm-hmm. In my opinion, on our end than Google is. Google does have, stuff in place for that. But to be fair, if a lot of times, if you're using Google Cloud Platform directly, like you're the one managing the virtual machines and stuff. So like, you know, our engineers are actually the ones managing all that stuff. There are times, you know, like we work with the Google Cloud Platform support team too, when it's, you know, obviously we don't have access to their data centers physically. So sometimes, you know, Google engineers are having to fix stuff for us, but it is a very rare occurrence. And it is like the reason you said, you know, they have teams that, you know, that are working that have powered Gmail, Google Search, like you have all this knowledge that has been doing this stuff for years that they're now pouring into this Google Cloud Platform. So, you know, they're going after AWS. It's really, I mean, their goal is to steal as much market share from them as possible.
Yeah.
And you know, it's great for us because healthy competition like that just makes a better product for our clients in a sense. So
we know it's built upon Google. So we have this if sort of difficult to understand product, the Google Cloud Platform. You know, if you try to build your own site on that, well, you could. Good luck. I'm sure that you'd probably scratch your head quite a bit as you were working it out. So essentially, that's what you're doing. You're being that man in the middle. You're setting it all up, smoothing out all the bumps so that we people for a monthly fee can use all of their stuff. What is it specifically? Because our audience is fairly technical, I think. What are the sort of features that that you're able to talk about that the Google platform and therefore Kinsta, what do they provide that means that your service is really good?
Sure, yeah. So one thing like if you were to try to do this on your own, like you're probably not going to want to. That we do is that we use what we call LXD containers. So they're little isolated containers. Basically, I'm trying to say this as simple as possible. Basically, we use virtual machines from Google. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we have these isolated containers that have all their own isolated resources. So when you launch a WordPress site, it's actually in its own container with its own copy of Linux, Nginx, PHP, MySQL. And so every WordPress site is housed completely separate from one another, even if you have multiple sites. So the resources are 100% private. And how this is awesome is it basically guarantees security by design, being that everything is separate. And then it helps with definitely for auto scaling for high traffic sites, because how it works is basically everything is in its own container, and then the virtual machines automatically assign resources such as CPU and memory on an as needed basis when things are hit on that machine. So, you know, just as an example, you know, a Google Cloud Platform server might have, you know, I don't know, 250 gigabytes of RAM and 96, you know, CPUs. So, you know, it's just a massive, massive amount.
It's very nice.
and so you have all these little isolated containers sitting on these servers, and then they're auto assigning resources as the sites are getting hit with, you know, surges of traffic and all that sorts of stuff. And you know, our goal, you know, we keep everything at a very low minimum, so nothing is ever, you know, no site ever goes down because of a lack of resources on our end. So that's one thing that we do for you if you host on Google Cloud, is the isolated container stuff that you just can't do unless you really are tech savvy and want to do that yourself. We also do stuff like we host your databases locally instead of having them hosted remotely. Some hosts actually have like these third-party database servers that they host all their MySQL databases on, which is great for some things, such as like it can be great for load balancing and some other things. The problem with that is whenever you start splitting stuff up, it starts creating latency
between machines. Yeah,
doesn't matter how fast the network is, you're always going to have latency. And so we host everything locally so that everything is, you know, it's not having to go ping different machines. You know, you're already, you know, using, we also have a CDN provider. So, you know, we're already reaching out to a third party for your, you know, CDN assets. And so we try to keep everything local as much as possible. And the great thing about how we've built our platform is that is different from other providers, is that we built it to scale from starter to enterprise. So when you're on a starter plan, you're using the exact same infrastructure that our Fortune 500 companies are using. And if you want to upgrade, it's just a simple click in the dashboard. There's no migrations of all your, you know, stuff over to, you know, crazy dedicated, completely separate environments. It's really just a simple click. And you can upgrade and downgrade as much as you want. You know, a lot of our clients, you know, they upgrade for the holiday season. Black Friday over here is a big one. And you know, Christmas obviously too. And then, you know, maybe in January, February, March, they then downgrade back a little bit based on their traffic stuff. So, you know, that's something that's really easy to do with our platform. And I'm really, it's really helped us, I think, grow, because some of our other competitors have, it's very hard to migrate. And we've heard this from our clients that migrate to us, you know, saying, you know, we outgrew their platform, and they were going to have us go through a whole different migration process to upgrade to their higher end stuff, where, you know, if you just start with Kinsta, you can grow from your blog, you know, to a company, to an agency, to a Fortune 500 company. It doesn't matter.
So if I needed to, let's say, scale up the resources and what have you, the data, you know, the files and the database stay in exactly the same place as they are. You just provide more resources wrapped around them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that's clever. Can you auto scale this? Is there a button that you can tick which says, you know, if I get a spike, I'm prepared to pay for it. That's fine, including the holiday season. Or do you have to kind of organize this in advance and think carefully about it?
We do advise people to, you know, like watch, because we do charge based on monthly visits.
Yep.
Obviously you have to put the limits somewhere.
Yep.
You know, you can't just have it nowhere. There's no such thing as unlimited hosting, and I'm sure you've seen it out there. People advertise that, but it's a horrible thing to advertise because it's impossible to provide that.
Yep.
And so, you know, we actually used to be bandwidth based, which, you know, most of our team would actually say, if you asked us, honestly, we would say we prefer being bandwidth based, but we saw the majority of the market, even developers at Fortune 500 companies, they don't understand bandwidth models,
right?
Which is surprising. Like you have to be technical to understand how much bandwidth is my website using to know what plan I need for hosting. And so we actually switched to a visit model, you know, back in, I think it was 2017, which, you know, we didn't want to, but it was a good move for us because we saw so much confusion around that. And once we switched to a visit model, it was helpful for us and for our clients because they at least have something they can recognize saying, it's based on visits. Yeah. I now know what I need to look at, kind of a thing.
I guess if you're a kind of normal end user, you know, like a mom and dad website owner, then it doesn't make sense, all the bandwidth, does it? But understanding, I've got 6,000 views this month, I get it. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And the nice thing is we don't actually have physical bandwidth caps for our clients. Some providers might have visits and bandwidth caps advertised, where we actually don't have any bandwidth caps. Now, obviously, we do have, you know, we have our terms of agreement and stuff that you can't abuse, you know, all the stuff that hosts normally have. But, you know, we have some people using, you know, quite a bit of bandwidth that, you know, we've scaled in such a way that, you know, we use Google Platform in such bulk that, you know, we get bandwidth really cheap. So it's not an issue for us, you know, if we have some clients using a lot of bandwidth, some having a lot less, because, you know, we've done the math, you know, over years of time saying, you know, these amounts of visits kind of interpret to, you know, typically this amount of bandwidth for us. So
you mentioned earlier about the fact that you've got these LXD containers, so everything's containerized, and that's a nice security feature. Are there any other kind of security bits and pieces that are thrown in? I'm thinking things like, you know, firewalls and denial of service attack monitoring, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have hardware firewalls in place. We have tons of active and passive security constantly running on our servers to, you know, monitor for DDoS attacks and all sorts of stuff. One of the great things too about Google Cloud Platform is that just due to how big it is, basically, they're automatically able to absorb a lot of the DDoS attacks automatically. And AWS is actually pretty good about this too, and so is Google too. But so for us, you know, we handle something, you know, a DDoS attack that might get through their platform. But to be honest, Google Cloud Platform itself does a really great job of doing that at the network level. So we don't obviously have to worry about that as much as if we were using, maybe a third-party VPS provider or someone like that. That's another advantage of partnering with, you know, a big provider like this.
Yeah, if anybody understands the amount of traffic on the internet, it genuinely is Google. Like, to the point where, in a certain sense, Google kind of is the internet to some degree. It's amazing.
It is.
So
scary. We have all sorts of different random WordPress stuff. You know, such as like, you know, limits on if you have limits, bans on IPs if you have failed login attempts so many times. You know, we block like XML RPC unless you whitelist it, to just literally not have to worry about brute force attacks on that. We have tools in our MyKeenstra dashboard that you can block IPs with a single click. So, you know, if there's some spammer you see, like, we have analytics too, so you can see like, oh, this, you know, this one, you know, crazy person's hitting my site constantly, you know, let's just block them. It's easy to do in our dashboard. And then, you know, we hide like the WordPress PHP version. We don't show the even the WordPress version itself that you're running, you know, stuff like that. We're really optimized for WordPress and doing as many security precautions as we can. The great thing is we do have free hack fixes. So if for any reason you are hacked, our team cleans it up for free for you. So.
Oh, nice. Okay, right. I'm just looking on your website. I see that now. I hadn't noticed that before. So if during the time it's on, presumably don't bring your hacked websites to Kinster but if it's hacked during the time it's on your platform, you'll take care of that, will you? That's great.
Yeah, and it's funny you actually mentioned that, don't bring it. We actually do charge a little fee if you bring a hacked.
Oh, okay. Do bring it, so in
we'll
that case.
Like, we'll charge you like, I think it's, that's off the top of my head, but I think it's $100 to be like, hey, we see, because we have all sorts of malware stuff running. So like, if you bring a hacked site over, we're going to tell you, hey, we see your site's actually hacked.
Yes.
We need to clean this up before we put it on our platform. Not just, you know, it's for your benefit because our stuff's an isolated container. So it's actually not a, it's not a security risk to other people on our platform, but it's a security risk for that person.
Yes, of course. Yeah. That's so in a sense, Kinsta could serve as like a cleanup service. That's, I didn't expect you to say that.
It is. I mean, we do that. We have our engineer reps are doing malware cleanups literally on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So because we have so many clients now that, you know, you can't plan for everything. And, you know, with, you know, I think the repository has what, 30,000 plus plugins
Some
on it.
You know, just junk,
you can't block anything no matter how well your host is. And so you will get vulnerabilities, you'll get people hacking plugins. And so, you know, it happens. We understand that. And so that's why we provide the free hack fixes to be like, if you're hacked on the Kinsta platform, you know, we will fix it for free.
That's a really great deal, I think. You know, fingers crossed it never happens to you, but if you do happen to install a plugin, I mean, usually it's plugins, right? There's some vulnerability in a plugin, and often it's stuff that nobody's even published research about. It's just going on in the background. There's a zero day, nobody knows about it. The hackers are making hay out of it, but you'll fix it up. That's great. You mentioned earlier that, for example, things like IP blocking was done in the kind of Kinsta dashboard. That's something a lot of people will be used to using a platform like yours and having their own dashboard. Maybe not. Maybe you're used to something like cPanel or Plesk or something like that. Is there a lot of proprietary stuff going on in that dashboard? So people might be familiar with installing a plugin, a security plugin to block IPs. So maybe you could spend a minute telling us what we would get if we actually logged into Kinsta, we've fired up an account. What do we see? What's going on in that dashboard?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we built our dashboard from scratch. Other hosts have too, you know, like WP Engine have always had their own dashboard as well. And I think, you know, Flywheel they have a great dashboard. We kind of admire that, you know, they have some great designers over at Flywheel. So we aren't afraid to shout out, you know, when a company, even a competitor is doing something good, like we're fans of theirs too. We built our dashboard from the ground up, to be optimized for WordPress and really for WordPress developers, because the founding team at Kinsta, you know, they are developers and sysadmins, which is great because, you know, our CEO, you know, he cares, you know, about what PHP version we're running and making sure we're always using the latest versions because, you know, he's, I don't want to call him, he's a, I don't want to say he's a nerd, but I'm just going to say it anyways, because that's the best way
to explain it. It's a badge of honor.
Yeah. He's just like the rest of us where, getting a 3%, you know, performance increase from using the latest PHP version, that gets him excited.
Yes.
And so that's why I love working for Kinsta, because we have a CEO that's like that and cares, pushes the team to make sure, hey, you know, new version out here, we got to get it out to everyone because, you know, a 3%, you know, performance increase, that's a no-brainer. So where some of these other, you know, competitors, you know, I've seen some take 6 months to a year to launch new PHP versions, which in my opinion is just not acceptable. And I don't care how big we will grow at Kinsta, that will always be number one priority for us. We will always figure out a way to push out stuff like that within weeks of it being tested on our end, because it's just crucial to keeping client sites ahead of others in the game, because I mean everyone's constantly looking for ways to be faster. So our dashboard, everything is built by us. We include premium DNS from AWS actually in the dashboard, so you can manage your DNS records. We have tons of analytics stuff in there, even performance analytics. You can see, you know, PHP worker stuff, you can see CDN usage, you can see traffic, bandwidth, all sorts of stuff in the analytics. You can do stuff like add 301 redirects. So we advise clients, please don't use 301 redirects don't use redirect plugins on your WordPress site. Because actually a lot of ways the plugins do it is actually bad for performance. And so we do redirects from the dashboard, which does it at the server level with Nginx.
Yeah.
which is the fastest way you can add a redirect. And so you can do that in the dashboard, add a 301. We support regex, you know, so you could do all sorts of crazy
rewriting of this, that, and the other thing.
You can
go
as pretty much as advanced as you need to go with our tool. And, you know, everything for, you know, SEO in mind as well in there. So we try to build stuff so that you don't have to install plugins. Another one, like you said, is the security thing. So, you know, a lot of our clients don't have security plugins running on their sites because they don't need them.
Yeah.
Some do, but, you know, it's maybe for other features. You know, like we have a couple plugins that we do ban on our environment, you know, like caching plugins.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Yeah, okay.
We do our own caching plugins, but, you know, like WordFence is a popular, obviously, security plugin. We actually do allow that on our platform. But there are features like the IP blocking in it that just won't work
because how
our platform works is the IP blocking has to be done at, we use Google load balancers. And it has to be done at that level for it to actually block properly. And so you can set up WordFence, but it's not going to do any of the IP blocking like it normally automatically does. So
you've sort of stripped a feature out, but you've got your own feature anyway, which is probably
exactly. If we find, you know, things that customers want, you know, like WordFence is a great plugin, and IP blocking is obviously something you definitely want to do. But our platform does a lot of that already behind the scenes, from rules that we've built up and filters we built up over years of time. And then we allow you to block it, you know, manually in the dashboard as well for, you know, ones that you see that you need to do on your own. It's, you know, building stuff into our dashboard at the server level, getting stuff out of plugins is really important for us just because almost everything with plugins has some type of overhead associated with it.
One of the things that I think about hosting often is kind of like, you know, you sweat the details for ages and ages. You spend a long time, if you're a freelancer like me, which company should I choose? And eventually you choose one, you get it all set up, and then you kind of, in a certain sense, apart from the monthly emails with the bill coming in, you kind of want to forget about it a bit. But then, of course, the moment arises where something goes wrong and you need to contact support, something's broken, an update didn't work, blah, blah, blah. What's the sort of the aftercare that you provide? You know, are we on chat? Are we doing emails? Have we gotten a within an hour response or something like that?
Yeah. So, yeah, I would say actually this is one thing that really separates us from a lot of the other providers. And I really honestly can say that, like, we changed how the support model works. And thankfully, this is really in part to the founders doing this from the very beginning and sticking to their guns on this, because it's actually very hard to scale how we did this. We don't have different level tiers of support representatives. You know, a lot of companies, you know, you'll chat with their tier one support reps, and then, you know, if they can't help you, they'll, you know, put you on hold for a minute and say, okay, we'll pass you on to level two or the sysadmin team or the, you know, all these other teams that you got to help fix your problem. We don't do that. We hire literally only the best of the best that are, everyone on our team is WordPress developers and Linux hosting engineers. You know, they use WordPress on a daily basis and do server management daily. So when you get a support team member at Keensta, you get to talk to the same people that support our starter clients all the way up to our enterprise and Fortune 500 companies.
Okay.
So that's something that, you know, a lot of other companies aren't doing. And it's great for the client, obviously, because you get to chat with someone that's, you know, super knowledgeable about WordPress and they, you know, has been, you know, fixing WordPress problems for probably years at a time. So they've seen, you know, pretty much everything there is to see at this point. And we do offer 24/7 support, you know, 365 days a year. You know, if your site breaks because of a plugin on Christmas, you know, we will be there to help you. And our average support time in 2018 was under 2 minutes.
Whoa.
It's actually usually a lot less than that, but I don't want to actually say a time for that.
Yeah, because you know usually, somebody.
Yeah, it is usually 20 to 30 seconds, to be honest. But, you know, if we are busy, you know, our average was under 2 minutes, which is still, in my opinion, really fast for our industry, I think. So
are we on phones? Are we doing chat boxes? What does it look like?
Yeah, so we do everything via intercom, okay, which for anyone that's not familiar, it's a live chat platform that's and it's just available, you know, all the time in our My Kinsta dashboard in the bottom right hand corner of your screen.
Yeah.
And we decided not to do phone support. Now there's a couple reasons. We could have obviously added this, but we've decided not to. And there's a couple reasons. Is because we found that even with working with enterprise clients who might be the type, you know, hey, they want phone support more than even, you know, a typical client, that we found that when you're troubleshooting things, you have to send links, you have to send screenshots.
You do, yeah. Yeah, you do.
And when you're on the phone, this is just impossible to do. So a lot of times, if it's a support phone conversation, it will end up in an email or a chat box at some point anyways.
Yes.
So it's actually not a good use of anyone's time. And so, you know, some people ask us, you know, why don't you offer phone support? And so, you know, it's, you know, hard to sometimes convince people, you know, why it's not the great, how we've done it. But once they're on our platform, we've literally had no complaints at all. Not a single complaint about that we don't offer phone support. And it's because we focus 100% on answering you as literally as fast as possible with, you know, the most knowledgeable support reps. Now we do sales calls, so that's a little different. You know, if you're an enterprise client that, you know, moving a hundred sites over or something, you know, that's a big deal. And you know, you sometimes want to talk to someone. So we do phone calls for, you know, if you're wanting to come over to Kinsta or something.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. You obviously have a really amazing following. The company, as you were just talking to me before we actually recorded, the company, it seems to be growing hand over fist. And I know that quite a few of the people that I mix around with in the WordPress community rave about your product, you know, when those conversations, which WordPress host they are. They are like your disciples, you know, they just want to spread the message of Kinsta. I suppose just before we wrap up, one of the things that we should probably get to, because it's always the conversation gets down to this at some point, is the money. So let's go there. If you go to Kinsta or kinsta.com/plans, you're going to see the usual table of different plans. You know, just briefly talk about what each of the tiers gets you as opposed to the other tiers.
Sure, yeah. We have 10 different tiers, and actually we have a couple more that we are actually adding at the moment. They'll probably be on there within the next couple of weeks. Right now we have a starter, pro, business 1 through 4, and an enterprise 1 and 2. But we actually do have further enterprise plans that a lot of clients use. They're just not actually on our site yet.
Right.
So, you know, we have a lot of clients using like an enterprise 4 plan, which is even bigger than anything on our site advertised. But our starter plan, you know, starts out at, you know, one WordPress site, typical, like lots of WordPress hosts have, you know, 20,000 monthly visits, 5 gigabytes of SSD storage. We include, you know, 50 gigabytes of free CDN bandwidth, which is actually a lot of bandwidth. A lot of our plans, most clients never even approach their CDN bandwidth. And so a lot of that's typically just free for most of our clients. And then, you know, we offer, you know, 30 back money back guarantee with no long-term contracts. And even if you're looking at different hosts, this is one thing I even advise, like, don't just believe that we're the best just from me saying it. Like, please test hosting providers. I, you know, believe 100% that if you try us, like, you will stick with us. Our churn rate right now is under 5%. So, you know, people that sign up with us, they never leave. And we have a funny internal joke, but we have kind of what we call a double churn rate for people that have left us because they thought, like, oh, I think I can save some money maybe by going somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then they actually end up coming back 2 months later because they're like, wow, that host, you know, the performance wasn't that great. The support sucked. And, you know, saving $10 a month was not worth it. Like, I actually spent, you know, more time than my, and lost money that way. So we have like a double churn rate. That's another kind of stat we kind of keep track of. I just advise people always test, please test. Don't like, you can, you know, there's thousands of affiliate bloggers out there always saying, you know, who's the best. So it's important to test for yourself, I think.
Yeah.
And you know, all of our plans include a certain number of free migrations by our actual migration team. We actually have what we call a migration team because we migrate so many sites on a daily basis that we have guys just doing migrations nonstop all day long. So,
wow.
They're really good at it, which is awesome because, you know, they're migrating blogs or migrating Fortune 500 companies. They've seen every kind of setup you can possibly imagine, from weird, you know, reverse proxy setups to complicated multi-site stuff to, yeah, all sorts of stuff. And the one thing that is an exception is if the starter plan, you do have to sign up for our annual plan if you want to get that free migration.
Okay.
But every other plan includes free ones from our team. And you can always pay for a migration too. It's like $100 if you want to just pay for a migration. So
there is a little toggle on that page at the bottom. If you are wanting to save a little bit of money by clicking the toggle on, and if you're willing to pay annually, then on the starter plan, for example, you get 2 free months, let's put it that way. So sometimes paying in advance, it might be a good thing. Thank you.
And everything is prorated on our system, which is great. So say if you sign up on a monthly, you can actually upgrade later and still take advantage of the annual discount.
Oh, okay.
Say you want to try Keensta out, like sign up for the starter and then like, oh, wow, I really like Keensta. So I'll just pay for the annual upgrade take advantage of those 2 free months going forward.
You'll take all that into account. That's great. Oh, thank you. I think we've had a fairly good chat about that. I mean, obviously, there's a whole load of detail that is still untalked about. There's a lot of specifics, technological stuff that you might be interested in. My best advice would be go to Keensta.com, use the menu at the top to find out, and use their chat to discuss with their representatives what's going on. Certainly worth a look, I would say. Certainly worth a look. One that's, you know, they've been around for a long time. This is all that they do is WordPress hosting. So, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, that's something you need. So I'm going to say to Brian, you've got as much time as you like. You can say anything you like, you know, Twitter handle, email, anything. The floor is yours before we sign off.
Sure. Yeah. Thinking here. One other thing I would like to mention really quick is the we do have an affiliate program. And like you said earlier about, I don't know if I would call them disciples, but I would say we do have some people out there that just, they really do love our product. And, you know, they try to help, you know, spread the word for us, which is great because our affiliate program allows them to, you know, kind of make some money on the side too. And so I honestly think we have one of the better payouts in the industry because we offer up to $500 for every referral based on the plan, and then also 10% monthly reoccurring for the life of the customer. We have a lot of people earning, you know, actually quite a bit of passive income just by, you know, helping spread the word about Keensta.
Oh, nice.
And with our low churn rate, it's awesome because it means if people don't leave, you basically get that passive income forever. So it's great for everyone. It helps, you can earn some extra money, helps us grow, and we can kind of grow together. But yeah, everything else, you can find me on Twitter. I literally live on Twitter, no joke. Twitter actually has worked really well for us marketing. And Tom, our CFO, is also very a big fan of Twitter. You can find both of us on there nonstop. My Twitter handle is just Brian Lee Jackson, B-R-I-A-N. If you search Brian Keensta in Twitter, you'll find me. And then you can find Keensta, our Twitter handle is just at Keensta. I would advise you to check out our blog. That's something that I literally pour my heart, soul, and tears into. It's just keensta.com/blog. We try to publish a lot of unique content.
Yeah, you do. There is a lot. Yeah, there is a lot on there. A very admirable amount of work that you put into that.
Yeah, this last month I was really kind of proud of this myself because it took a lot of work. If you look in our footer of our site, you'll see something that's called a speed up WordPress guide. It's over 25,000 words.
Wow, that's like a how dissertation. To speed up your
WordPress site. Wow. And it's literally, basically, I've taken all the knowledge of what I have and knowledge from our team over the last, 5 years and poured it into this one article. And we actually now have a printed book of this, which we are actually handing out at WordCamps even today, actually, as we speak, which is kind of cool. And we'll be releasing the ebook version of that as well. So I advise you to highly check that out too. I think there's actually a lot of great info in there, not just for people using Keensta, but for all sorts of stuff like database optimization.
I'm just looking at it now. It's really big. I'm doing the flicky scroll thing and I'm nowhere near the end. That's
yeah,
massive.
Definitely. It's one to bookmark and read when you have time because it is big.
Well done. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you coming on the podcast today, telling us all about Keensta and the stuff that you do. And hopefully some of our audience will be in touch. So thank you, Brian Jackson.
Yeah, thank you very much. And yeah, if anyone has any questions, feel free to ping me on Twitter. Anytime, or shoot us a message on our website.
Nice one. Thanks a lot. There you go. I hope you enjoyed that. It was very nice chatting to Brian Jackson all about Keensta and how they manage their services on top of the Google Cloud platform, how they bring a unique offering into the WordPress space. And it was just a very nice chat. And I certainly got schooled on what Keensta is. So I'm a little bit more in the know. The WP Builds podcast was brought to you today by WP and Op. One in four of us will be directly affected by mental health related illness. WP and Op supports and promotes positive mental health within the WordPress community. This is achieved through mentorship, events, training and counselling. Please help enable WP and Op by visiting wpandup.org/give. Okay, that's pretty much it. Just a couple of things to say before I go. As always, we'll be back next week for a podcast all about WordPressy things. But also we'll be back on Monday. I do a 20 to 30 minute summation of the previous week's WordPress news. So you can check that out on Monday. But also live on Monday at wpbuilds.com/live. You can check out a live news bulletin. We talk about the news that I just mentioned with three or four people from the WordPress community. It's very fun, very lighthearted, and just great. I'm really enjoying doing that. So join us for that. And if we don't see you for any of that stuff, we'll see you in the future. Bye-bye for now.